This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by Robert Gordon. Robert is chairman of the Texas Corn Producers Board and a producer from Dallam and Hartley County. Great to see you.
It's good to see you.
Well, it must be February, March, and we must be at Commodity Classic. That seems like the place we see each other at least once a year.
Well, that's true. We all kind of gather around here and talk about the year and what's coming up. So hopefully it's going to be a good year.
Now, Commodity Classic in San Antonio in 2020, and somehow the Texas delegation talked them into sticking around for another year. So 2021 back in San Antonio. You've obviously been to a few classics, but for those producers who've not been, why is it important for them to register if they're not here this year, next year?
Well, it's a good opportunity to talk to a lot of other growers. They've got a lot of education seminars here, and just to visit with all the other growers around, learn different techniques and so forth, and kind of, and it's, you know, good fellowship time and a learning time.
Let's talk about something that you may want to kick me when I ask you, but 2019 has been a challenging year for many in ag. You look across the board for Texas corn producers, how would you summarize 19?
Well, you know, it's kind of all over the board. You know, if you start down South Texas through Central Texas, most of the guys had a really good year, really good crops, and then you get up on the South Plains and the Panhandle, there was a lot of issues. We were wet early, and then it turned off dry, and so it was a challenging year. Yields were down to the north and up in Central and South Texas.
So let's look at 2020 now. Planters already rolling across South Texas in that Coastal Bend region. What are you hearing out of there?
Well, you know, like you said, there are a lot of planters running. I've talked to some guys that have corn up right now, and a lot of planters are going to get going in Central Texas where it's still a little wet in spots, but they're drying out. But then you've got areas that are too dry. And so it looks like it's going to be a challenge, but it's a little early yet. And most of the areas that are planting right now and have planted are in good shape. Panhandle is and South Plains is kind of a mixed box. It's wet in some places and dry in some places, and you don't have to be very far apart.
So let's talk just a moment about we can talk about the planting of the crop, but selling the crop is the other side of that equation. We start looking for buyers for our 2020 crop. Where will we find them?
Well, that's a kind of tricky right now with the trade situation going on, and hopefully a lot of that's getting resolved. There has been some shipments out of South Texas. You know, there's grain moving to Mexico right now, and of course when you get up north, it's 95% of our corn in the Panhandle and South Plains is fed right in that area. And, you know, cattle numbers are up. So, I mean, there's demand for corn. Our basis is actually pretty strong right now. But, you know, we've watched this board deteriorate the last several days and over the coronavirus and scares on, you know, that. And hopefully things will settle out and we'll have an opportunity. I think we'll have an opportunity to price corn coming into the spring.
Okay, now let's talk about some work that Texas Corn Producers Board, you're involved in, and that there's some research efforts that are going on and some educational efforts as well. What's happening?
All right. You know, of course, we fund quite a bit of research, and, you know, we've funded a lot over the years on the aflatoxin, the atoxigenics to combat that. We've got a new one coming out. We're working on coming out. Hopefully it'll be out on the market in a couple of years, and that's exciting news. So producers have another option there. You know, we've done a lot of work with some work along with cattle feeders on a few monison issue we had in the panhandle a few years ago on some feeding trials and that. So we're excited about that. And then we get into education. We've kind of put a focus on educating K through 5 kids. And so we're in the process of getting that, working that with teachers and the state. So we're really excited about where that's going.
Well, a lot going on. Thanks for your time. Hope 2020 is not just a home run year. Let's hope for back-to-back grand slams.
You bet. I'll take that. I'll take a triple today. But, Tony, we really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Robert Gordon's chairman of the Texas Corn Producers Board, a producer from the Dalhart area, on today's Agribusiness Report.